Hello, and welcome to the December edition of the AIR podcast, bringing you all the latest arts policy funding and activist news. The DCMS have released figures indicating a decline in the number of people visiting museums and art galleries. The worrying report claims that over the last 2 years, nationally and in most regions, there have been a statistically significant decrease in the proportion of the adult population taking part in the arts. One explanation could be the reduced opening hours of certain galleries, yet the timing of a report designed to inform local authorities on levels of engagement with culture could not be worse. A case in point is Birmingham City Council, which has cut its arts funding for certain organisations by 50%. 11 smaller arts groups will lose all of their grants, with the council's cabinet agreeing to slash spending by almost £2 million a year over the next 3 years. Cabinet member for Leisure, Sport and Culture, Councillor Martin Mullaney, told The Stage, "None of us are exactly jumping for joy at the news, but times are hard and everyone knows the current national economic situation." He also said it would be naive to presume wider budget cuts would not impact on the city's cultural sector. The arts are facing an ideological attack from all quarters. However, this month's student protests highlight an upsurge in radical activism in response to the government's austerity measures, with artists keen to voice their opinion. AIR activists took part in the long weekend at Goldsmiths University, designed to organise a week of creative dissent in protest against education cuts and the rise in tuition fees. Actions included a teach-in on the evening of the Turner Prize winner announcement and demonstrations at Westminster on the day of the vote on tuition fees. The Shadow Culture Secretary, Ivan Lewis, has called on the coalition to display greater leadership of the creative industries so that they continue to be an engine of economic growth. Don't hold your breath, Ivan. Artists are doing it for themselves. For more news and updates from AIR Artists Interaction and Representation, please visit www.air-artists.org.